Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
We've been doing some remodeling around here.
Yes, we have.
Dust all over the place. Yeah, changes. It's good. I like it. You know, we had a doorway that went upstairs.
Oh, yeah, I know the one you're talking
about. And it's gone. Have you noticed that?
Yes. Yep.
I found myself repeatedly using the same route, going to that spot and realizing, there's no door here.
No door.
You got to reroute. That impulse is a behavioral script. We learn behavioral scripts by doing something repeatedly, something that works. It's good stuff. Like, for instance, if something is flying at you, thrown at you, whatever, you duck, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You do. And it's a healthy, good behavioral script that works. It's worked for a long time. I probably used to have to say some little thing to tie my shoes when I was younger. Some little...
Well, it's over, it? Under, yeah. In and out.
Wasn't there someone about a bunny, though?
Like, that's what shoe tying's all about.
I don't know.
Yeah, something about the bunny. But, bunny ears, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't need that anymore because I can just... do it.
Like, you can without it?
I don't even have to think about it.
Wow.
Yep. I'm not muttering something under my breath. Shoes just get tied. I don't even know how. It just happens.
Yeah.
It's a behavioral script. And they're good, but they fail us when things change.
Mm-hmm.
So things do change. Like, world changes, things come, things go. And those scripts, those behavioral scripts, those patterns that worked for us can now limit us, cause us to not think about things that are actually working, that should work. I was thinking about this. I'll occasionally see a motel that will advertise, that will on their sign say, color TV.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? You know, at one point when they first put that sign up, I'm sure that worked for them.
Yeah.
Like, people thought, oh.
That was a draw, sure.
This one has color TV, like what, as opposed to black and white TV, I don't really know. Or no TV.
Or no TV, yeah.
Yeah, but man, this place... color TV. We're going there. Well, today, if I was choosing a hotel, I wouldn't be picking one with an advertisement that says color TV. Because what I know is that they haven't changed their script.
Yeah.
It's the same. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
That's not a place I'm going to want to stay at. So really what I'm driving at is, as leaders, we have to be adaptable. We have to perceive what's going on and be good at adapting, making changes to how we do things. I really think about golf. I'm not a golfer, but...
You think about golf?
I think about golf when I think about this, because I've heard stuff about even like Tiger Woods having to unlearn and, you know, like, and learn something fresh. And the hardest part being unlearning what was maybe working at one point.
Right.
But in golf, you're going to different courses, you're playing against different people, but the courses, like, the conditions are always changing. It's different lengths. It's,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's
different terrain.
Challenges, yep. Different obstacles. Mm-hmm. And so you adapt, and in adapting well, you perform well. If you just had a golf course in your backyard and you were the king of that golf course and you got great scores, which is a low score, right?
Yep.
It wouldn't be that impressive, honestly. Like, no one's going to be applauding you because you are king of your own personal golf course that you have now memorized. You know what I'm saying? It's like muscle memory. You just did it.
Yeah.
But it's in going to those new places that become challenging and succeeding in those places. And so as leaders, we have to be willing to adapt and think outside of our behavioral scripts. Sometimes the things that worked before aren't going to work again. You know, if you catch yourself shooting down an idea, you might want to consider what mental scripts you might have developed.
So you're saying I might be shooting down that idea on autopilot?
Yeah, based on a previous behavioral script or pattern that did work, but today isn't actually true.
It's good.
You know, our economy has changed today, and we used to be a church here that was in really a country club community, middle class. A lot of times I'd hear, like, there's really no needs. People don't realize they need anything. They don't feel like they need God because they got it all together. Well, I don't know. Maybe our population has changed or just the economy or whatever, but we got a lot of people with needs around here.
Yeah.
And we can't keep telling ourselves that same thing. We've been, you know, going, putting on events, giving groceries, and people are coming with need.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to be kind of proud of our once a year kids carnival with, you know, giving out candy. And
right.
So circumstances change and we have to adapt as leaders. Another great question to ask is, if I were to be followed by my successor, what changes would he or she make? And maybe I should consider those now. I went through this, you know, being in one place for a long time in youth ministry, and I started realizing, like, I am kind of holding things back at times because there are some people I give way too much grace to because I know their stories, I know them, I'm putting up with all kinds of junk from them. And others, I'm not giving a chance because I've got my team, I've got the way we do things. And I realized if another youth pastor came in here, he would see potential that I'm ignoring. And he would also see some people that he wouldn't even put up with because he doesn't know their stories or background or whatever else. So adapting now is a great thing to do. I'm not going to play golf.
Darn, I thought I had you.
But I'm going to adapt.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.